This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In an interview on ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen again warned it would be a catastrophe for the U.S. government to default on its debt. Details from VOA's Veronica Belderis Iglesias.
International repercussions could also be expected.
U.S. Treasury securities are the safest bedrock security underlying the global financial system. A failure of the United States to honor all of its debt would call into question our credit worthiness.
President Joe Biden is expected to hold meetings early this week with congressional leaders of both parties. Democrats have been pressing for the debt ceiling to be lifted without preconditions. Republicans demand federal spending be cut. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's top national security aide met Sunday night with the Saudi Arabia Crown Prince. Amid long-standing tensions between the White House and the kingdom, state-run Saudi press agency said the meeting between Jake Sullivan and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman took place in Jeddah, the Red Seaport city, now at the heart of seaborne evacuations from the fighting in Sudan. State news reports said only that the men reviewed a strategic plan and relations in a meeting that included other American officials. A local official in eastern Congo says the death toll from recent floods had nearly doubled to almost 400 people. The administrator in the territory south of Kivu province told the Associated Press that more bodies were recovered. This is VOA News. Syria has been readmitted to the Arab League after more than a decade consolidating a regional push to normalize ties with President Bashar al-Assad. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral tells us more.
The decision said Syria would be able to participate in Arab League meetings immediately, while also calling for a resolution to the crisis resulting from the country's civil war. While some Arab states, including the United Arab Emirates, have pushed for Syria and Assad's rehabilitation, others, including Qatar, have remained opposed, without a political solution to the Syrian conflict. The decision would also form a ministerial group to liaise with the Syrian government and seek solutions to the crisis.
Indonesian officials said Sunday that they freed 20 of their nationals who were trafficked to Myanmar as part of a cyber scam amid an increase in human trafficking cases in Southeast Asia. Indonesia's foreign ministry said in a statement that its embassy in Yangon, with help from local networks, had managed to release the victims from Mirwati Township and brought them to the Thai border on Saturday. The Indonesian embassy in Bangkok will work closely with Thai authorities to repatriate the victims to Indonesia. Mirwati is an eastern Kayin state along the Thai border and is a site of an armed conflict between Myanmar's military and ethnic Karen rebels. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is rejecting his last chance to testify at his New York defamation trial. VOA's Joel Ramsey explains.
The state-run Saudi press agency acknowledged the meeting Sunday night between Jake Sullivan and Crown Prince. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has turned down his last chance to testify at a civil trial where a longtime advice columnist has accused him of raping her in a luxury department store dressing room in 1996. Trump let a Sunday evening deadline pass without asking to testify. It wasn't a surprise. Trump has not shown up once during the two-week New York federal court trial. The jury has viewed excerpts of an October videotape deposition in which Trump denied raping E. Jean Carroll or ever really knowing her. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And Mexico's government, it says over 2,000 migrants were kidnapped by smuggling gangs and drug cartels in 2022. Authorities mounted a successful search for 10 Colombians abducted in northern Mexico this week. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.